call this meeting to order on September 8th at 7 p.m. If you would please rise for the invocation and the prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for enabling us to gather here for this meeting. May we have meaningful discussions that will help us build our city. Help us to share things that will benefit us all and to deal with different challenges that we are facing as a team. May we approach each other with respect and kindness. Lord, create an environment of cooperation in this place to help us be one with the Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Abadaka. Councilmember Garza.
Here.
Councilmember Martin.
Here.
Councilmember Street.
Here.
Councilmember Walton.
Here.
Patty, do we have citizens' participation? Thank you. We're going into citizen participation. First, we have Kate Silvas.
Good evening. Can everyone hear me okay? Good evening, Honorable Mayor Aldrich and honorable members of the City Council. Thank you for the opportunity to address you this evening. And thank you for your time and your commitment to serve the citizens of Kirby. My name is Kate Silvas, and I live at 9939 Meadowlark in Converse, Texas. I serve as a business owner and as a wife and as a parent. I am the daughter of a veteran of World War II, and I'm a grateful Texan. I got here as soon as I could. I serve as the principal and the CEO of the Silvas Group, which is a private consulting firm, which is located in Converse, Texas. I am present tonight to listen and to learn about Kirby and to better understand your needs and your priorities. I want to say thank you again for this opportunity to address you, and I look forward to learning more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have Robert Gonzalez.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor Aldrich and council members. I appreciate this opportunity to represent my pastor, Carlos Garcia, from Iglesia Impacto de Amor. And we're here to see if we can get some approval to use the Friendship Park Pavilion for a youth ministry worship night on October 31st. We have approximately 150 youth from around the San Antonio area that will gather for this evening of worship. We will have cold refreshments, and understanding the need for police, you know, enforcement, we will hire them if this is approved. The men's ministry group, where I'm the secretary of, we will be the ushers the entire night. I'm hosting our youth through this event. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have Roger Romans.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, Council. In light of recent negative press coverage involving the Kirby Senior Center, I believe that it would be appropriate that this council place on the next agenda an operational status update of the Kirby Senior Center from the center board president or vice president. The Kirby Senior Center is a 100% wholly owned subsidiary corporation of the city of Kirby, and as such, its board members are approved and removed at the sole discretion of this city council. Having this update for the record may help alleviate clientele concerns, a client which I am one, concerns caused by rumors and social media gossip. In addition to activities and social interaction for seniors, the center provides daily meals Monday through Friday, monthly food commodities for senior low-income individuals, and transportation to and from important appointments such as dialysis, chemo, rehab, etc. throughout Bexar County. Board members should be given the opportunity here at council to clarify and ease any concerns that clients and residents may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Romans. Moving on to 6A, consideration of action on minutes for regular meeting minutes for August 25th, 2022. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I move we approve the minutes for August 25th, 2022.
I second that motion.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Martin, seconded by Councilmember Walczyk, to accept the regular meeting minutes of August 25th, 2022. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Walczyk?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
No.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Abstain.
Mayor Alden?
Yes. The regular meeting minutes for August 25th, 2022 have passed. Councilmember Walczyk?
Madam Mayor, we don't have the minutes in here for the last budget meeting that we had. Are those forthcoming or?
They'll be on the next agenda.
They'll be on the next agenda. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, moving on to 7A, presentations. Presentation and discussion on 2022 pool season. Monique, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we don't have that paper that you're speaking of.
Yeah, our copies are up there. There should be, did you get their mail
out of the mail? I went and
got mine. I didn't go get mine.
Sorry, I didn't mean to stop you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, may I ask a question?
Councilmember Street.
Ms. Monique, on the deposit, the over and under, for instance, the first one is under $15.45. Was that an error in counting or?
Most likely. So when we get them, they have to fill out a pool report, and they're supposed to count down and leave your $100 startup cash. And a lot of times it's counting errors.
Okay.
So that was early in the season. We had to sit down with the staff and kind of do some training on how they run counting.
Okay.
I would ask council to reserve all questions until Monique is done with her presentation, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The July 22nd and 23rd, mm-hmm. where I notified you all about the
yes,
deposit,
you did.
So that was mm-hmm. what's on there. So, and so, you know, pool closed for the season on Labor Day. And at that point, really they didn't focus on all the concession items except possibly, so no one being left for the season. So when the funds, though, so that last day was from entry fees. So we had a pool this year. We actually made money on the pool. So, and we subtract out any maintenance. So there was $2,721.60 that went toward maintenance this year. And we made a profit of $9,418.22. That does not include the pool parties and the other John Story rentals at this point, because what happens now is the season is over, the pool company will remit one payment to the city for all of the parties from the summer.
Okay.
So that will be additional income.
All right. Councilmember
Walczyk. You did send us a letter regarding monies that were missing from the pool. Did we ever figure that out? This amount that we have as a profit, a net profit, does that include covering the contract that the pool?
Contract, no. So it's in a separate line. So it goes then into the revenue account. We have separate revenue lines for the pool company. So the pool contract.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Councilmember Street, did you have any more questions?
No.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay.
And just a reminder, you know, pool season is over, but our current contract is not expired until November 30th. So they're going to go into the fall and winter maintenance.
Okay. All right. Moving on to 8A. Discussion and possible action to award a bid for the Allen Shepherd Road Reconstruction and Sewer Replacement Project.
Which one?
Allen Shepherd.
Allen Shepherd. Got it in my hand. Okay.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Speak a little louder.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
There we go. Right there.
Okay. Yes, my name is Carl Bain with the Bain Medina Bain Engineers, and we're the ones who prepared the plans and assisted in the bidding for this Allen Shepherd project. We ended up getting seven bidders, and then the city formed a committee of four that evaluated the bidders on there. The bids ranged from a low of $1,478,216 up to a high of $2,861,170 on there. So there were seven bidders, and the evaluation was done by the city, and of those seven bidders, and a scoring was created, and the low bidder with the highest score was R.L. Jones Construction, and they had a score of 95.25 points on there. Okay. The project consists of reconstructing Allen Shepherd Road from the cul-de-sac to the cul-de-sac.
You know? From Swan Lane to Dick Gordon.
Swan Lane to
Dick Gordon.
Dick Gordon. And so it's from one end to the other. Also included sewer replacement. We looked at, did a sewer video. Y'all performed a sewer video of it, and the sewer was in bad shape. We looked at trying to either CIPP or pipe burst a bit, but it made more sense to overcut and replace it. So we're going to do that at the same time on there.
Okay. Councilmember Street, do you have any questions for our engineer?
Yeah, there's no money on here. There's no money on the information we have.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea how much... who is it? R.L. Jones?
R.L. Jones' bid was $1,478,216.
They're
$1,478,216. We have a bid tab that we prepared, and I guess that wasn't included.
No, it wasn't included.
On there.
We have a grant of $300,000 for this, and we have to come up with the rest of that. So the city has to come up with $1.1 million to do Allen Shepherd.
So remember, it's a breakout of, we said the sewer would be funded out of the ARPA funds. So the sewer alone is
$659,881.
That's the sewer portion alone.
Could you give me that one number one more time?
Sure. $818,335.
Okay.
For the street. And we have $300,000 of that coming from CDBG.
Okay. So we minus that $300,000 from the 800.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we had already budgeted
Well, Councilmember Garza, you have the floor.
I'm jumping straight on this idea here that we just got these bids right before this meeting. I mean, with a few hours to spare, I can't imagine that we can actually make decisions on this kind of stuff without actually looking through the bids and understanding what we're getting entirely for what's being bid out. I mean, even though there was a group of four people that did the grading, it just seems a little off base to be able to make a decision for $1.4 million without looking at all bids and trying to determine, or looking at the companies and trying to determine which ones were the best ones or you know, going through that nature. So, also another thing too, since it is a CBDG grant, I mean, in the past, I mean, haven't we stated that we can only take the lowest bid for CBDG? Is that not correct?
For CBDG, yes.
So the way and this actually is the low bid, but it was the way it was advertised was that it was a combination of your evaluation as well as your cost. So 60% of it was cost, and the other 40% of it was evaluation criteria. But actually, R.L. Jones came out, they were the low bidder, and because that 60%, the formula, it gave them a higher score anyway. So they are the low bid, but they also met all of the criteria. Bain, Medina, Bain did reference checks. And council never typically reviews every single bid packet. I mean, it's going to be technical information that the engineers look for. Our committee got together and looked at the other criteria. And so that's
you all have other detailed questions, we're happy to answer them. Councilmember Barton was on the review committee. Loretta from Bang Media Bay, Frank and I were the review committee.
Was Bang Medina Bay the review committee, were they also the ones who reviewed that segment?
No, they weren't. We just hired them 2 months ago.
Councilmember Martin, you have the floor.
Yes. The next closest bid was what, right at $400,000 more?
Right. So DMD contractors was next.
Yes. Yeah. And they were next. And I just want to make that point. We have a problem coming with the other $200 or $300. You going to come up with an extra $400?
Yeah, it's $178,335 more that we'll have to come up with.
Okay. Councilmember Walczyk.
Okay. Originally, when did... First of all, I'm going to ask, originally, when did we get the grant?
So that CDBG was awarded for this year.
Okay. When exactly did they awarded it for this year? We put in for it last year, and we basically got it this year.
Right. So what happens with CDBG, you apply in February, and they vote in July or August.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's question number two. Because we had the money in our possession, did we put it in a CD to earn at least a little money, or did it just sit there? I'm just curious how we do that.
We don't have it in our possession. CDBG are reimbursable grants.
Okay. And final, hopefully. Is there any way we can shorten the parameters of this to consolidate it down? Say, maybe stop it at Cinderella and from Swan to Cinderella. Is there any way that we can shorten it to save us cash? By law.
Yes, I mean, that would be the city's option. I mean, I'll defer to the engineers on the technical standard.
Well, I kind of know what they're going to say. They're going to say, let's do the whole job. No, take no offense.
I'm taken.
But I mean, let's look at our money situation and understand. I think that your group that put this together is great. I have great faith in what you did. However, that particular amount of money, even if we shortened it by three streets, would probably save an enormous amount.
Well, I'm going to go back to like when we first applied for this. Our original cost estimates were over $700,000. So we were aware, the council voted to apply for this, we were aware that that was the cost. Mm-hmm. But what happened?
Correct. I mean, two or three streets would probably save us quite a bit of money. I'm just curious as to, do you have numbers for something like that?
Well, I don't have it.
Not right here, I'm sure.
I could do it.
You could get that to us, could you not?
Yes.
Okay.
Mayor Pro Tem Greider, you have the floor.
So we're always talking about fixing streets and... That's a big hot topic in our city and up here always. So I don't understand the logic of why would we even think to cut down the project. The money is there. It has to get done.
No.
The money's not there.
Mayor Pro Tem Greider has the floor.
But you just said we could use the ARPA, and then
we just have to come up with that.
So Monique, how much exactly do we need to come up with? And you're saying the money is not there?
Well, we would have to add that to the budget. What I'm saying right now, we have the full sewer part we can fund out of ARPA.
Okay, got that.
The construction portion, we have $300,000 that will be reimbursed by CDBG. So we have another $340,000 in our budget right now for this year that we're not going to spend because it hasn't started yet. So
okay.
So for the new budget starting October 1, we have to increase that by $178,000.
So the money is there.
Well, no, we still need $178,000.
Is the money? I'm asking her. Is the money there or not?
It's not allocated right now. We would have to allocate it for October 1st.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's not allocated right now. But I'm saying, is the funds there? Then would the funds be available then?
We have to find it in our proposed budget that we have for October 1st. So like, you know, we have to take it from somewhere. So we already have money. Mm-hmm.
Right.
By that last week, we have a certain amount of money we've allocated for streets. We would have to maybe use some of that money to finish
this. To finish this project.
Correct.
So this is my concern, or I guess my comment. If we already have partial money to fund this, why wouldn't we finish completing? Like, why wouldn't we not complete the whole project and find the money? So we believe up here there's no way we can find that money.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Councilmember Garza, you had a question?
Can't hear.
We can't hear you.
Sorry, I said I'll respond to my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Martin?
Monique, when we put in for this grant, we put in a footage. So if we take that footage away, we may have possibly a losing this grant.
I don't know that we would necessarily lose it. They're only going to give you the $300,000, no matter what.
But they may cut it.
I would probably be more concerned about, and I don't know if you all would have to lend your expertise with the contractors, and how does that work? If they bid on the project in this entirety, and if we scale it back, is that going to be maybe a concern?
It could be, because it changes the amount. If you drop it by more than 25%, they have an option to change their prices, you know, or not sign the contract.
Yeah.
On there. We would.
And realistically, as you all, we have to set aside money in the street budget that we're talking about using for street projects, one that's already in motion. Why not reallocate that money there?
Councilmember Walzik.
My only concern is, at our last budget meeting, which was recently, we had to find $280,000 to cut off our budget. And I think that we satisfied the mayor by doing such. And now you want us to find another $187,000. Mm-hmm. When I'm only talking a block or two. That is not 25%. And I understand what you're saying exactly. They have a right to change it if it's more than 25%, but I'm not asking for 25%. I'm asking for 10 or 15% to scale it down. And then we can get another grant. I'm just saying we don't have $187,000, and we came up with a plan last budget meeting to scale down $280,000, which we did. And now you're telling me, oh, let's put it back in. We can't do that. And where would that come from, you think, Monique? So this would be, are you talking about the $200,000 or the $180,000 that we're getting for the new zipper to do streets? You want to use that money? I'm just asking.
I mean, that's an option. You could.
I see what you're saying.
You know, we could look at various areas.
Okay, but we're going to run into the same problem when we go right into Ackerman Road. So which it's the toss-up.
Councilmember Street, you have the floor.
Okay. We're looking at $178,000, correct?
Yes.
If we scale back 10%, that's $147,000 off of $1.47 million. 10% would be $147,000, right, Mr. Bain? Okay,
pretty
thereabouts.
Much. You know,
thereabouts. So if we could scale back two or three streets, like Councilwoman Walsick said, and cut off that $178,000 worth of work, then we could basically be covered with the money we currently have available. So can we find out if that's possible?
We could look into it. I guess two things. One is you're doing sewer for all of it, and you've got ARPA money for that on there. So the sewer goes along with the street. So you're redoing the street and the sewer. So when you cut the street, you're cutting maybe some of the sewer. So so that will be cut back some.
I understand that. See,
that wouldn't be money that comes out of,
well,
or goes back into curbs on there.
The process, though, is we just got the zipper machine today. We have the option, if we don't do all of Alan Shepard, we can come up, do the sewer and the rest of Alan Shepard with the zipper and what we need to do that way. And it will be less expensive than doing it this way because we do have money allotted for the top of the street, for the chip seal asphalt. So without having to give up everything and have the zipper machine sit for a year until we can rebudget, we really don't want a yard ornament. So I think it would be in our best interest to cut back on how far this project goes and try and cover it that way. So if you wouldn't mind finding out for us and get back to us maybe by, the, I don't know when.
Next week.
When it's possible.
We can get back next week.
Thank you.
On there. So we want to try to cut out about $147,000 out of the street budget.
$178,000. So it's about 15%.
$178,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Councilmember Garza, you have the floor.
I kind of have two ideas, and I don't know if these are feasible or not, but I thought I'd throw them out there. So, number one, I mean, Councilwoman Street saying to zip only that section. I mean, I'm kind of wondering if it would be possible, since we do have the zipper machine, to actually zip the road and have the company come back and do the overlay on top of it. So, like, you know, have it to where we zip the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I think it would be the use of our new equipment, and I think it would be a money saver on all ends if we were to do it. That's number one. Number two, I was thinking if $178,000, I mean, in all honesty, I really would hate to take the road money we're trying to do with the zipper machine, particularly because it was supposed to showcase, you know, the new equipment that we did get and also fix, you know, multiple streets as opposed to just this one, which was supposed to be, you know, pretty much fixed by the grants that we were getting. I mean, I almost believe that it might be worthwhile. I don't know if we can deny the CPDG grant, but it might be worthwhile to actually take $300,000 or $400,000 back at this point to invest in this, and maybe just try and do the work ourselves if that's the case. I mean, I know that it seems like a lot of money, but the way that this is going, I mean, we're actually going to be putting out another $178,000. And the way we said it, with every $100,000 we do, pretty much, I believe it was 1,000 feet or something like that. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure we could actually do the whole road with whatever was left out, you know, from not having the CBDG part that we were going to put in to match the CBDG. So I'm just saying this might be another opportunity or an idea of something we can utilize. Thank you.
Monique, is that possible?
Yeah, I see that. We just got in today. We don't have the other equipment. Nobody knows how to use it. This project is ready. I mean, we spent money already. They designed this project. Mm-hmm. We've been paying to do this work. We have this grant. I don't think that would be wise for us to get that up now. already have invested so much money in this project, it's just walk away from that.
My issue is the sewer part. Our city already has sewer problems, and I just can't see not, you know, continuing the rest of the street and not fix that part of the sewer. It wouldn't be right to those residents that live on that part of the, of Allen Shepherd. That's not the thing. So... I will entertain a motion.
I will make a motion to scale back at least 10% of the Allen Shepherd project to procure savings and reflect that also on our other projects.
Second. We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Walczyk, seconded by Councilmember Street, to scale back the Allen Shepherd Road Reconstruction and Sewer Replacement Project by 10%. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Walczyk?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
No.
Mayor Pro Tem Breyer?
No.
Councilmember Martin?
No.
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich.
No. The motion dies. It didn't pass. Okay. Okay, well, since that died, do we have another idea? Councilmember Martin, you have the floor.
Mayor, I move that we accept the award bidding to Allen Shepherd Road, the reconstruction and sewer replacement project. Oh, I'm sorry, R.L. Jones.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Martin, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Greider, to accept the Allen Shepherd Road construction and sewer project from R.L. Jones. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
No.
Councilmember Walczyk?
No.
Councilmember Garza?
No.
Mayor Pro Tem Breyer?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes. Does not pass. Monique, what do we do? Councilmember Garza, you have the floor.
I have an idea of, you know, again, since we got this kind of all at once, and, you know, we haven't really had a good chance to really determine exactly where we want to be with it all. I truly believe that these types of ideas sometimes it ought to go to, maybe go to this contractor to kind of ask. I mean, because we don't even know if we scale it back by 10%, it's actually going to save us the amount of money. We're just assuming that. And I just think that the best thing is to throw out some ideas to them and say, hey, listen, these are the kind of things we can do. I mean, at what point can we make some determinations that we need to scale back to about $180,000 at least? So, I mean, there might be some options that we have that we just don't know about yet. And I think we should basically postpone this, you know, this or make a motion to basically state that, you know, we're going to allow them to, you know, to maybe change up the contract before we decide to move in. Because at this moment, we don't have the money. If we take it out of the road construction project, then yeah, we're just going to basically be sitting on our improvement machine, which we just received today, and I would hate to see the lawn art that everybody kept stating it would be just in the sheer reason that we want to just fix this one street. I just don't think it's in the best interest of the city, and I think that we should try to figure something else out. So I think if we're going to make a motion on something, I think it should be on the line of maybe going back to this contractor and determining, you know, how we can save the 180 grand.
Well, the thing is, the way I see it, if we change this project at all, it has to go out, back out for
an approval for more bids because we're changing the project. Isn't that correct, Monique?
So we took out 10% with itself to do that, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so, I mean, again, I think we should talk this over before we make any decisions because we don't have the 180 grand.
Councilmember Walczyk, you have the floor.
You said that you could get us that information within the week, you said?
Next week? Next week.
So we can make a definitive decision on this project once and finally for all.
So
that would be super.
What we'd end up doing would be signing the contract with them and doing a change order to change out some items.
Okay.
Items is how you would.
Is that how, Monique? Do you?
Correct.
Before we can order it out, and does that cost us money to order it out?
Change order it out. Well, we would have to first see what the extent to get to your $180,000.
It's an engineer
on
fee.
On there. Because really that is going to be...
Engineer fee.
The roadway work, not the sewer work. So it's coming more out of the roadway work. So that is more than... So you're taking $180,000 out of the bid of the $818,000. So you're at 20%. By taking the $180,000 out of there. And so we would have to talk to the contractor to see whether he would be agreeable to change order that out and cut the scope of the street work back and leave the utility work in the way it is. Now, of course, the utility work, we would have to go back and put pavement on the mains and the laterals. So we'd have to figure that cost that would go back into the project. So there'd be a balancing act that would have to happen with that. So we could figure out what the amount would be out of this street work to get that and what limits that would go to, and then we could talk to the contractor and see if he's agreeable to that.
But again, we have to award it first before we do the change order. Councilmember Street, you have the floor.
I move that we postpone this until the next meeting so that we can get the information from the engineering firm to find out if we can even do what we're thinking about doing. I realize it puts it off two more weeks, but we're on a budget, and sometimes when you find out it's going to cost more, you're going to have to trim in other places, and we've already done that, so we're going to have to see if we can adjust this. So I move that we postpone this decision until we get more information from Bain on whether or not the possible awarding company will accept the changes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grader.
There's a motion on the table.
Do I have a second?
Sorry.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street and seconded by Councilmember Garza to postpone the Allen Shepherd Road Reconstruction and Sewer Project until our engineers can get us more information. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Walbert?
Yes.
Trust it.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Breider?
No.
Councilmember Martin?
No.
Mayor Aldridge?
No. Motion dies.
Okay.
Mayor Pro Tem Grider?
Okay. So now, before you made your motion, I took what our city manager and our engineer was saying was that if he takes this to them about lowering the 10%, we're awarding them no matter what. Is that what you were saying, basically, right? So my thing is, if we're willing to award them no matter what the 10%. We don't know what it's going to be, so that's why I'm like, why would I vote?
We're voting yes to postpone.
He has to, when he goes and asks them about the 10%, they just said that they have to award. They have to sign the contract. Is that not what you said, or no? Yes.
But he can't go to them until the bid has been awarded to them to negotiate that for the change order. Councilmember Martin, you have the floor.
You still got to understand. You want to pay another $400,000 to the next bidder? Or you want to postpone it to the next meeting so we'll have a full seven here and get a decision, yes or no?
I'm not worried.
Councilmember Garza, did you have something?
No, I'll hold my question.
Thank you. Councilmember Walczyk?
I have a question for you. What if we awarded the contract but put a clause in it that said that if they're not willing to accept the change orders that we might request, that we can bow out of the contract? Can that be done?
Well, you would have to ask an attorney. I don't know the legal ramifications.
I hope you know a good one.
Excuse me?
Hope you know a good one.
I thought y'all have a city attorney, so.
Not at this time. Councilmember Garza.
Okay, I remember what I was going to say. I was going to basically say that like what we would be doing if we awarded this contract was having faith that they would actually do a change order. Because I have to say, like, if we awarded the contract, I mean, we could easily just say no, it would suck to come up with $180,000, of which we know we haven't budgeted. So, I mean, I just don't find it in their best interest, if it, you know, they're the company to do that. I mean, especially if they can say, well, you know, we're going to do the whole thing, we're going to get out the whole thing, and you know, no matter what, you guys pretty much have to come up with the money for it. So, I mean, I just don't think it's the right time to award a contract until we have all the information of what we can and can't do. And again, this is why I believe this needs to be postponed. Thank you.
Councilmember Street.
I'm not sure where those of you who are voting not to postpone are figuring we're going to get this extra money unless you're going to take it out of the street budget already. And if that's the case, why are you sabotaging the rest of the streets that we could fix in Kirby this year? I don't understand why stepping back and looking at it, because I know Councilman Martin has already seen all the bids. I don't know if you have. I don't know if Council or Mayor Pro Tem Grider has seen them. So I don't know if you have more information than I do, because I only got information at 6 o'clock tonight.
I have the same information you do.
Okay, then I don't
understand. I'm relying on the city engineer that we hired. But you asked if I had seen them.
I said I didn't know if you had.
All right, continue.
Thank you. I don't understand why you are blindly ready to do this without any other information. It doesn't make fiscal sense to do that and just say, okay, well, we'll just let them have the $1.4 million and we'll just move on. Well, there's been no discussion other than right now. There's been no time to think about it because we didn't get this information until just before the meeting.
Well, Susan, every year, we approve a budget, and we move money all around anyway at other times. We do have this money in our budget. We just have to allocate it to move it there. Whether we take it from streets or some, you know, or somewhere else in our general fund, it's got to come from somewhere. I understand that. But when it comes time, when we do our first project with the beloved zipper machine, we would have to find money at that time to cover the materials. Right now, at hand, we're talking about Alan Shepard. Councilmember Walczyk.
And I understand your point. I believe that's what you're getting to. However, we are going to have the same problem and the same fight when it comes to Fox Cross and Ackerman Road. I see it coming. I would be willing to try to find a way to go ahead and sign this contract and beg for changes, since you did all this work. I'm not below begging, as long as that money does not come out of any police,
fire,
or parks monies that we have allocated for salaries. And that's my bottom line on this.
You knew where I was going.
I knew where you were going. You can't have it.
Okay. Are you going to make a motion?
I will make a motion. I think Mr. Martin wants, Councilman wanted something to say first.
Councilmember Martin, you have the floor.
The longer we postpone this, this just costs us more money.
Correct.
Correct.
Well, correct. I've already gotten some from the contractors asking us to, because it's going to take them a long time to order the manholes because of supplies, getting supplies. So the longer it takes, you know, he may
I'll make you one.
Have an issue with supplies.
I got friends in the steel business. I'll make you one.
Make the motion.
I'm making a motion that we approve the contract for R.L. Jones, I believe.
Yes.
For the Allen Shepherd Road
reconstruction
and sewer replacement project, as long as the money doesn't come out of salaries. That's my motion.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Walczyk, seconded by Councilmember Walczyk, to accept the Allen Shepherd Road reconstruction and sewer project, as long as it doesn't come out of salaries. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Walczyk?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
No.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
No.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. The award has been, the Allen Shepherd Road reconstruction and sewer project has passed and awarded to R.L. Jones.
How hard was that? Not hard at all. You want to go to the next one?
Let's go to the next one. Discussion and possible action to award the bid for Ackerman Road Phase 2 project. And just so y'all all know, we cannot cut any of this project back.
Why? I'm
just asking. I don't know why. Have you seen the Ackerman and these roads around here? No.
I ride them every day. It's like a joyride.
So for the Ackerman project, we had 8 bidders on there, and this was a bond project. And I think you bid it twice before and rejected the bids.
Mm-hmm.
But this time we did have 8 bidders. We had evaluation by the same 4 people that evaluated it before. The low bidder was Texas Sterling.
At how much?
With a total price of $9,763,552.55. Okay. Of that amount, $1,224,879.80 was for CPS, gas work. So the city is going to be reimbursed for the gas work.
Okay.
So the amount that is the city's responsibility is $8,538,672.75. 8,538,672.75.
Thank you.
And the bids range from the 9.7 up to the 11.5.
And can you tell me the cost for Austin Bridge and Road?
Austin Bridge and Road was, the total bid was $10,066,581.78. And the city portion was $8,487,274.48. And the gas portion was $1,579,307.30.
Okay, but you just said that the city portion was $8,004,000, right?
Correct. Uh-huh.
So they were lower than Texas Sterling, correct?
Correct. On the city's part. But we were looking at the total bid.
Okay.
That's how we did that.
I want to remind this council, this is a bond project voted on by the voters, and we do not have to take the lowest bid. Does anybody have any questions? Councilmember Street.
Is the sewer included in this?
There is some sewer work included to repair. It's not the whole sewer. It's any, we're going to TV it and look at any breaks in the line and do point repairs and then manhole adjustments and some laterals if we need them.
Didn't we approve the ARPA money for $800,000 last year for this sewer to do the whole thing, not the spot?
I thought we just did, we approved for spot.
No.
Well, but we were. No, the spot was like $180,000, and we voted on that first, and then we changed it. Right. How much? Well, didn't that become the only thing we had coming out of ARPA for the sewer? Because we moved the other three. Right. And that's just doing the spot fixes, right?
Well, it's 367 plus 293, so we have an added alternate there.
Oh, the alternate.
What's an alternate?
It's once we figure out what the shape, condition of the sewer is, if we need to do those point repairs, we'll do them. So it's just based on the condition after TVing the line.
Councilmember Martin, you have the...
Monique, if I'm not mistaken, I think we allocated $450,000 to line that sewer. Put a liner in it.
I could have thought it was to spot fix.
No. I think we allocated, best I remember, $450,000 for it. But I thought, and it may just be spots, liner in spots, you know. I know we wasn't going to do the whole thing.
Right.
Okay, that's all I got.
Councilmember Walczyk, you have the floor.
Okay. This was before my time, and I have asked for a copy so I could see the parameters of this project. I have not gotten that to look over so I can understand the project better. I know that this was voted on because I believe I voted yes for this. How long have we had this money in our possession? Since the end of 2018. And what have we done with that money to earn extra money on it?
We can't do that.
You cannot put it in a CD and earn money. I understand. So have we made any money off of this since it's in the government pool?
We have made some, yes.
Okay, how much have we made?
I didn't want this a little over $200,000 total from the time we got it.
So we have $1 million at our disposal.
Back out the cost of the sewer.
Okay, my second question to you is, how much bond money did we get? I don't have any paperwork up here showing me all of that. So again, I'm asking for more parameters on this project. Okay, my third question is, from what part of Ackerman are we starting, and what part of Ackerman are we ending?
From Benzingelman to Olsagin.
So it's, could you help me out with that?
We're starting from Benzingelman and Ackerman, and then we're going to Olsagin Road and Ackerman. So we're turning to the wrong. That's for Ackerman.
Yeah, because I believe in 2016 or 2015, the county had done part of Ackerman Road. They had put in $3 million on that, and I'm aware of that simply because Tommy Atkinson was in at the time. So I wanted to see how far down that went, and that's almost where the county had already done something, so that's good. That is the major part of Ackerman that must be done. Now, we made $200,000. We spent $108,000, and so how much money are we going to owe, and where are we going to find it? Or can we break this down into three phases and earn some more interest? I would still like to get the copy of that bond. And
if you're talking about the bond ordinance, that's in your budget book. Is that what you're talking about? Or what,
I don't know what a budget book is. I never received a budget book.
Okay. So we'll get you
not one time.
You
I would appreciate that.
That
and see, that would help me tremendously. So I have this information, and not having it, and it's already, I've been here since May, and here we're at the end of our budget season, and we have to make these decisions, and I don't have that. That's kind of tough for me trying to figure this stuff out, and I'm doing the best I can. So. So let's start spending it and getting it over with.
Well, that's what they're here for tonight.
Councilmember Street, you have the floor.
Okay, $8.5 million is the city's responsibility, and approximately $600,000, $500 and something thousand for the sewer will come out, right? Separate from the street. So, $8 million.
And we have 6 point what?
6.8.
What do we have now?
Minus 108.
What do we have now? The last time I thought it was like 6.2. 6.2 million?
It's only going to be paying since that building overlays in June.
Okay, but, okay, so we have to come up with almost $2 million between now and when it's finished, right?
It'd be a little
somehow bit. I don't think we're going to find $2 million by shaving stuff off the budget. Do we know how much those side streets are?
How much of that?
Yeah.
We don't know offhand. We would have to look at that. I'm not sure. And then we already had this discussion when we had the workshop about how you all wanted to take a portion of that and invest it somewhere to try to earn additional interest off of it. It was 24 months.
Right.
So that's another option. We know that we said we were going to pursue that. So those are.
That hasn't made it onto the agenda yet. Well, once you put it in a CD, it has to sit there for about a year to make any money on it. So we kind of need to do that yesterday, right? Otherwise, we can't spend it while it's in a CD.
Yeah, and we should have done this
project
4 years ago.
Yeah, we should have.
So at this point, either we're going to do this.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out where we're going to get the other $2 million. That's my question.
Councilmember Martin, you have the floor.
Well, we wouldn't have needed it if we'd approved it on the last time we got it. But nobody agreed. It went up $2 million in 1 year. And if we wait another year, it's probably going to go up another $2 or $3 million.
I didn't ask us to wait a year.
We waited a year from the last time we come out to bid. And it went up $2 million. Go ahead, postpone. Just let it keep going up. It's going to cost us more every time we bring this up.
I did not ask to postpone it.
Okay, all right. From what I'm gathering here, Austin Bridge and Road is 8.4, and Texas Sterling is 8.5 for the city's portion. Is that correct?
Correct.
How did Austin Bridge and Road come in number two? Or did they come in number two because of the total project?
We based it on the total price, okay. Not just the city price.
Yeah, because all we're concerned is with the city price.
Well, the way that it was structured, we structured it looking at the total price. I know you're concerned about the city price, of course.
Okay. All right. Councilmember Walzik.
One more question. You said it was a two-year project. Is that correct, Monique?
Yes.
Okay. Are there going to be penalties if the project is not finished on time? You will put that in there. I mean,
yes, it's standard.
Okay. Yeah, because that's how Converse gets all their stuff done. So I was curious if we did the same thing. All right, perfect.
Councilmember Martin, you have the floor.
Yes, Monique. We're going to have at least 2 years to pay this out. So if we have to rebudget some more in next year's budget for it, we can do that.
And can we talk about if it's $2 million or $1 million? I thought it was $1 million, not $2 million first. On there for the city portion, and of course then the other one is, of course, Austin Bridge is lower, but also so is VK Knowlton and D&D. So if you're looking at bottom line from the city portion,
How much is the city's portion for VK Knowlton?
It's $8,154,467.
And D&D?
And D&D, $8,211,684. But, of course, the ratings go into effect, and that's how we came up with still recommending Texas Sterling. over the overall. But as you could see, the ratings for BK Knowlton were pretty low compared to everybody else. Just
right. I understand that. And I certainly do not want to get into a contract like we did with our contractor for Ben's Engelman. That was an absolute nightmare. Councilmember Garza?
I'm just going to reiterate that I find it important to make a $10 million decision on something that just received 4 p.m. Right now, I don't know enough about any of the companies or any of anything that's kind of going. I understand Mr. Martin said in a lot of the discussion, it sounds to me like the mayor has some ideas of what's going on, but the rest of us really have not had the time to look at any of this, and we should not be making decisions on things that affect us for the next minimum 2 years without really doing our due diligence to spend taxpayer money. I just believe that, again, this ought to be postponed until we can really look into the companies and see what will be useful for us. So that's what I think about it.
So just to be clear, everybody on the council got that information today at the same time. The exception is Mr. Martin because he was on the review committee. So I'm going to just make sure we're all clear on that. Nobody reached out to ask any other questions prior to that.
Ask questions about what?
Councilmember Street, would you like the floor?
I'm sorry.
So, I mean, if you all want to postpone that to do more research, but my thing is, I don't know what additional information you all are going to do as individual council members. That's the purpose of having, you know, your review committee. Otherwise, everybody would review them all, and then you would fill that process. But so if you want to do, you know, that going forward, that's no problem.
Councilmember Street, you have the floor.
That's fine. The review committee made the decisions and ranked it and all that. Did they also come up with where we were going to get the extra money that we need? Well, that's our purpose, and so we're trying to see what we have to juggle in order to do that. That's true, but there was no... Well... I understand. But see, the piece of paper that we got doesn't have the breakdowns like Mr. Bain is giving us on how much is the sewer, how much is CPS, how much is everything. We didn't get that information, so there's no way for us to move things around and see which one would be better for the city to do, if you understand where I'm trying to go.
Councilmember Martin, you have the floor.
Mayor, I'd like to move to postpone this to the next meeting.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Martin, seconded by Councilmember Walczyk, to postpone the award, the Ackerman Road Phase 2 project bid. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Walczyk?
Yes.
No. The Ackerman Road Phase 2 project has been postponed to our next meeting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Moving on to 8C, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2022-917 for a specific use permit for the property located at CB-4018G, Springfield Industrial Park, Lots 6 and 7, otherwise known as Zero Springfield Road, Kirby, Texas, 78219, which is zoned Light Industrial L1, to be used for the following purpose: construction offices and warehouses to rent to different trades. This is the first reading. I will entertain a motion.
The first reading?
Mayor, I move that we accept the special use permit for property located at CB-4018G Springfield Industrial Park, lots 6 and 7, otherwise known as Zero Springfield Road, Kirby, Texas, 78219, which is zoned like industrial and be used for the following purpose: constructing offices and warehouses to rent to different trades.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Martin, seconded by Councilmember Walczyk, to accept the ordinance number O-2022-917 for specific use permits for the property located at CB-4018G Spinkfield Industrial Park, lots 6 and 7. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Mayor Hall?
Yes. The specific use permit for ordinance number O-2022-917 has passed. Moving on to 8D, discussion and possible action on an agreement with Speed 21 for use of Friendship Park for sports camps and related events. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Oh, God. Okay. Monique, did we come up with a contract? Okay, I have an issue with Friday night for high school games. They're playing their own games on Friday nights. Are they not?
Yes, but I have connections with several other, like, charter schools that be looking for somewhere to play.
Okay. Councilmember Walczyk.
Okay, in the lease agreement, Monique, I know he's going to have a big event. You said sometimes 300 people show up to it.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't see anything in here about security, or am I just blind as usual? Okay, so we need to add that to the lease agreement because we can't have that many people in our park without security. Yeah, I don't. You said you only do it once or twice a year, right?
Yes, ma'am, in December.
Okay, all right. And I believe when the last time you were here, you said we had brought that up to you.
Yes, ma'am.
About security.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to make sure that it's added into the agreement. That's all.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's great.
Councilmember Street, you have the floor.
The lease agreement says payable annually on or before September 15th of each year during the term of this lease. That's fine. But on number 10, it says the annual report and financial statement, that you'll give us the financial statement of the past year's operation by September 30th of each year. But we're supposed to approve your next year's your lease on the 15th before we get your financials. And the park ordinance that we are passing tonight says 2 months prior to putting it on the agenda for approval. So we would need it July 15th rather than September 15th.
But it is a 2-year lease, so you wouldn't be approving it again next year.
No, but before it's on the, before it's for the next approval, yes. By July 15th, so that we have time to look at it.
Councilmember Walczyk, you have the floor.
Yeah, that's, I was looking at the same thing, and I could understand how you couldn't have that in time based on this lease, But what if perhaps, since today is the 8th, were you planning on starting tonight or next week? When are you planning on starting?
Whenever y'all give me the approval to get started.
Okay. Well, it won't be, the agreement is dated for today. So, I don't see how this year we can get his financials in time for him to start his stuff. Just this year.
I understand that.
But next year, then it would come earlier.
Councilmember Street, you have the floor.
Thank you. If you could get us your financials now, this next week or so, whatever you've got, doesn't have to be a big formal thing, just so that we know you're solvent.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I would appreciate that. Now, we do have to make the changes in here because Monique needs to add the security part and all. But if we decide to approve this, can we approve this with changes so that he can move on and,
yes,
and we can get it fixed and he can sign it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, Councilman Garza has his hand up.
Councilmember Garza, thank you.
I was just wondering about 10K. It says that he's going to need a complete inventory of bridges he's slowly and quickly used within the concession stand. Is that, are we basically allowing him the use of the concession stand?
No, that's actually error. I was just going to point out that we need to delete that sentence and the one underneath it. Okay.
Okay, so you're saying the one here too with the league church must, upon request, furnish the league bank balance?
Right. Yeah, it was just
okay. Good catch.
The league bank balance, I mean, did I go into the financials or is that something that's a reasonable to take that piece out?
Yeah, that's strictly has to do with, like, the concession stand. This group is not, he's not charging anybody and he's just using the football field.
Okay. Alright. Thank you.
Oh, Councilmember Martin, you have the floor.
Yes, ma'am. Monique, that's what I was trying to figure out here. He said, okay, he's going to have football, he's going to have soccer, he's going to have basketball, and possibly baseball. So eventually, are you doing a seasonal, or are you going to be all over the park ever all these days? Are you going to run basketball same time as football? Are you going to run baseball, you know, all the same time? What?
Well, I'm aware that there is someone that has the baseball. My primary thing for coming is for the football area.
Okay. I know that for your soccer and your football.
Yes, sir.
And you have the basketball. Okay, and you're only going to use the basketball the same days or?
No, sir, it's all seasonal. Yes, sir.
And are you going to have certain times or how are you going to?
It'll be during the week, but predominantly be between 6 and 8, you know, after school hours.
Okay.
And then the weekends will be early.
Councilmember Street.
Perhaps you could get a calendar together that you would submit to Monique so she knows, so that Northeast Little League would also, so it won't conflict with Northeast Little League,
yes,
right,
ma'am.
Monique? Okay, so, yes. Okay, so you can do that, and that way everybody knows where you are when you are there. And
yes, ma'am.
That'd be cool. All right, thank you.
Councilmember Walczyk, you have the floor.
I think that'd be wonderful to post on our city
website.
And with that, I make a motion that we accept this contract with changes for, let me get back to the original page.
650.
For Mr. Devin Hemphill for a two-year agreement for his organization to use the football field for 21, Speed 21 for the use of Friendship Park for the sports camps and related events.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Walczyk, seconded by Councilmember Street, to accept the agreement with changes with 21 Speed for Friendship Park for
sports camps and related events. City Secretary, please call roll. Yes.
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 Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. Congratulations, sir. You have your contract.
Thank you. You have a blessed night. Thank you.
Thank you. You do the same.
Look forward to seeing all those kids.
Yes, ma'am. I got you.
Moving on to 8E. Discussion and possible action to accept the resignation of John Holton from the Crime Control and Prevention Board. I will entertain a motion.
I move that we accept the resignation of John Holton from the Crime Control and Prevention District Board.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street, seconded by Councilmember Walczyk, to accept the resignation of John Holton from the Crime Control and Prevention Board. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Walczyk?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
No. The resignation for John Holton from the Crime Control and Prevention Board District has been accepted. Moving on to 8F, discussion and possible action on the economic development budget allocation fiscal year 2022-2023. This item was brought to this council because we were unable to come to an agreement on the funds that we were going to allot to our Economic Development Committee for the help that they need. There was a discussion for a company that was offering $10,000, and then the other option was for $30,000. Councilmember Garza, you have the floor.
I don't believe without hearing what Ms. Hildes has to say would give us an opportunity to make this type of decision tonight. Again, something I believe that should be postponed until we get all the information. Thank you.
I'm sorry. It wasn't audible. Can you repeat yourself?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
The end part. I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. I was saying that without knowing what Ms. Hildes has to provide, without having all the people in there telling us what they would like, I don't think it would be cool of us to actually make a decision on how much money we need to put in before getting all the information. So I believe this is something that should be postponed until we can have Ms. Silvis do a presentation. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Martin, did you... You had quite a bit to say on this when we were...
Yes, I did. They want help. They need help.
Yes, sir.
They deserve help. And we only had one proposal so far. Well, we had two.
Three.
Two.
Ms. Silvis is here tonight to make a proposal for $10,000. It doesn't matter to me. As long as they get help, I don't care where it comes from.
Hold on, I have something to say. Walczyk.
Okay.
From my understanding, the proposal that was quite a bit more than the Silvis Group, that is a whole company that will be willing to work for us, and is my understanding the Silvis Group is one person. I just don't see how one person can help out and handle everything that our economic development needs. Councilmember Walczyk, I got you next.
I read the Silvis proposal. I talked to Ms. Kate. She comes from an excellent background. She has excellent knowledge of economic development, We need to start out in infant steps. I believe she has that ability. I'm not going to pay $30,000 for 1 year. She does have people that help her. She does have a good plan. I enjoyed reading your plan, and I look forward to your presentation at our next meeting to finally make a determination on this particular topic.
Okay, now let me be clear. Just because we allot an amount to our Economic Development Committee does not guarantee a contract with any said company. Councilmember Street, you have the floor.
I was going to invite Ms. Silvas up to the podium.
Make your motion.
I move that we allow Ms. Silvas to tell us about her proposal in short.
I will second that motion.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street, seconded by Councilmember Walczyk, to allow Ms. Silvas to come up and to tell us about her company and what they can do for our Economic Development Committee. City Secretary, please call roll.
Yes.
Councilmember Walczyk?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Albert?
Yes. Ms. Silva, you have the floor.
Good evening once more, and I have to say thank you for opening the opportunity for me to come and speak to you tonight. I have provided to Ms. Vernon a copy of a proposal as well as several slides. I don't know if all of those have been distributed to you. I do not have hard copies with me. But what I can tell you is a little bit about myself. I am a certified economic developer. I have been in economic development for 25 years. I have helped pioneer the redevelopment of Kelly Air Force Base. For 10 years, I served in that role helping redevelop installation of 14.5 million square feet and create 15,000 jobs. I've also been part of the recruitment of Caterpillar to the city of Seguin, Texas, where I served for 4 years and helped create and retain more than 1,500 jobs as a result of my efforts. It was my honor also to serve as the Economic Development Director for the City of Converse for 8 years prior to my role as a City Council member for the City of Converse, where I currently sit. Economic development runs through my veins, and I have a lot of passion for this particular topic. My master's degree is in urban administration. My bachelor's degree is in communications. I graduated twice from Trinity University here in San Antonio. I can tell you that economic development is really vitally important, and as you all know, I'm also recognizing that the city of Kirby has restraints, and I completely honor and recognize those, and I'm trying to come up to speed on what those limitations are, and I appreciate the opportunity to share with you my ideas on how you can begin to kind of go through that process of learning and gaining the knowledge and the information necessary to make good decisions from the dais.
Councilmember Street, you have the floor.
Ms. Silvas, you're going to give us a presentation at the next meeting, so if you could just answer a couple questions at this point.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have other employees besides yourself?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have other employees besides yourself?
I regularly subcontract. I am a sole proprietor. I have an LLC, and I am a small woman business owner certified by the South Texas Certification Agency. And I help many organizations, including local governments, economic development organizations, nonprofits, and small businesses with their business development and strategic planning.
Okay. Since we are concerned that she's very small business and not the big company that's going to charge us three times more than what she's proposing, what can you do for us that the other company can't do?
Well, I have not looked at the proposal from any of the other competitors before you. However, what I can say is this. I'm a local business owner, and I've been in this region for the better part of 20 years, having worked on Kelly, having worked for the city of San Antonio as a budget officer before going into the redevelopment of Kelly Air Force Base. So I have a great appreciation for our military and our retirees and what assets you do have. And particularly, I'm looking at seven of them right now. People is what you have a strength in. I've been listening tonight, and I've only attended this one meeting, but each one of you has a commitment and a persistence to get the right decisions made, and that's what it takes. So I'm honored to have the opportunity to have the podium tonight for just a few minutes, but what I will tell you is this. You want to find the right fit for your organization. You don't want a company to come in and give you something that isn't authentic to your needs and your community. I am that authentic solution, and I'll tell you why. Because I understand this region very, very well. I've known Monique personally, professionally, for many, many years, and I've watched the city of Kirby grow and the challenges that you're in. My husband ran for school board for the Judson ISD. We're very vested in this community, and we did block walking in the city of Kirby, and I was impressed with the level of passion and excitement and you know, just amazing at how committed and active your population is. So as far as I'm concerned, economic development is not just wealth creation and job creation, but it's also about people, and it's about developing those assets and finding the way forward to help your businesses succeed.
Councilmember Walczyk, you have the floor.
I believe in our discussion, which I am grateful that you picked up on the first ring. That was wonderful. We discussed, I had brought up that economic development was not about having luncheons for business owners or painting doors. Economic development is bringing money into this city. You know that. I know that. I was one of the people, unfortunately, that signed to close Kelly, and you were coming in right behind me, and we had already had Boeing and other people coming in. That is economic development, okay? We have smaller portions of land. However, I think that you could probably find a way to stick a business somewhere here and there to upgrade us than from just a suburbia town that has homes. We cannot continue to depend on our constituents to foot the bill when we know that business should be coming in here and helping us foot that bill. Would you agree with that statement?
I will tell you this. Economic development, I do agree with your statement. I believe that diversifying your tax base and being able to get access to resources to help build not only your infrastructure, but your services, and help keep the tax dollars down. I can honestly tell you that economic development paves the way for that to happen. But there are a lot of things that have to be considered at the same time. And I'm not ignorant that there are things that I don't know, but I can tell you this. There are eight organizations bigger than mine that will provide you services that I will improve upon, even exceed your expectations. That's my belief, and I know that to be true. I speak humbly, but I also recognize that, you know, we have limitations. And so I am a sole proprietor. I regularly subcontract with other small businesses in the area. And one thing that you didn't say, Councilwoman, but I want to point on is this. You have businesses in Kirby already, okay? And the best kind of economic development also helps them succeed. Because you know why? Not only are you evangelists for the city of Kirby, but they become evangelists for the city of Kirby. When we enhance and improve and bolster our existing businesses and our existing employers, they become the lights out supporters for what you all are trying to do. So I just want to encourage you I think you're doing amazing things. Some of the things that you've discussed just tonight are really impressive to me. You all are getting on the same page and have the same care. The mission statement that you read at the beginning, Mayor Eldridge, just says it completely and succinctly. And it says, and I think it's worth repeating, the city of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. I think that statement right there sums up everything that's already happened here tonight, and I continue to see that. So I'm just excited about the opportunity to have the opportunity to share more about what I have in mind. I will be meeting with the EDC committee chair on Monday morning at 9 o'clock, and he and I will talk a little bit about, and I want to get a tour and kind of see things from his perspective, but it is about people. Economic development is about wealth generation. It's about creating opportunities, not only for us, but for our children and our children's children. And I want to congratulate you again for thinking about it.
Mayor Pro Tem Greider.
Okay, so you said you worked for the city of Seguin?
San Antonio.
Oh, I thought she said Seguin.
Seguin also. Yes, ma'am. I was the assistant director for economic development.
What year was that?
We brought Caterpillar in 2009. I started with the city of Seguin in, I want to say it was 2006, and we completed the very aggressive recruitment of Caterpillar in 2009. And then I moved from Seguin, I think it was in 2011, I took the position with the city of Converse.
Okay, 2011, you said City of Converse?
Yes, ma'am.
And what position was that?
I was the executive director of the Converse Economic Development Corporation from 2011 until 2018.
Okay, and then I think you mentioned you were on city council, too?
I am. My term is ending in November. I'm not seeking re-election.
Your term's ending in November.
I'm currently serving in my second term of office.
Okay, second term of August. Okay, so when you come back and do your presentation, what I would like to hopefully would be on that presentation, because, I mean, you can drive around Kirby and see we're not that big of what, especially if you say you've been here for 20 years in this area, you can already tell our situation, what's available and what's not, which pretty much almost there's no space available. So I'm sure you're aware of that, correct? So when you come back, I would like to know what, like, a preview of possibly what you might do. And I'm not talking about the businesses that are here. I'm talking to bring in new businesses.
Sure. I'd be glad to talk to you about strategy with regard to that. Are there any other questions? Or I realize your this conversation was kind of impromptu, so I apologize. I don't have any, but I appreciate your phone.
Member
Walczyk, you have the floor.
I just want to tell you thank you for dropping by, and I look forward to your presentation so we can make a final decision on this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. You all are doing amazing work. Keep it up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, council members, we still have the
Michael.
Can I finish what I was going to say?
He wants to talk now.
Can I finish what I'm going to say?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're going to fire me?
You're fired.
Okay.
Okay. We still have the task of figuring out or deciding what we're going to put on the agenda line item for our Economic Development Committee. That's the statement I wanted to make. Councilmember Martin, you have the floor.
And that's what I wanted to say. I'd still like to allocate the $30,000, an additional on top of the $5,000. To the economic budget.
Wow.
What?
Okay. I just
for 2023.
I didn't see that coming.
You didn't.
Like you said, if we don't need it, we don't use it. But it's there in case we do go that direction.
Councilmember Walczyk, you have the floor.
Okay. I don't believe our Economic Development Committee, and by the way, we are the only people in the area that have a committee. Most people have a board and are incorporated. There's not one that you find has a committee. To dole out that much money, and I understand, I heard Sylvia, bless her soul, I wish she was here, that they are all business people and they work for a living, but you work for a living and you work for a living and I do as much work for the city. You work for a living. Chris works for a living, but we still find time to do the job we need to do. Okay? I'm not willing to dole out $30,000 from this budget until we see some progress from the economic development. What I hope to be will be a board one day. That's all I have to say.
Anybody else have anything to say? Mayor Pro Tem Grider.
I agree with Councilman Martin. I think we should put it in there. We should put the $30,000 in there. We don't know if we're not going to use, as you made the statement, doesn't mean that we have to use it, Mayor. So we can put it in there. If we need to move it around later, we'll move it around later, because we're not sure if we're going to even accept council members
Silva's
proposal or not either. We don't even know if we're going to accept that. So
it's not up to us to accept it. It's the Economic Development Board, committee to accept,
see, accept it.
It's okay. Not up to us.
So we don't even know if they're going to accept it, who they're going to go with. So
it still has to be approved by us. Is that correct?
Monique?
In the can I say? Oh, sorry.
Councilmember Garza, you have the floor.
I don't agree. I don't think we should just keep putting money into things and just basically leaving it there just in case we decide to use it in that scenario. We're already going to have to come up with another $180,000 for what we approved for Elton Shepherd. It's going to have to come out of somewhere, and that's how we're receiving a lot of these things. My best recommendation in this situation would be that we listen.
Well, we do have to come up with an amount we're going to put on that budget line item tonight, because we have to nail down our budget. So we're going to have to come up with an agreement on something.
Okay, then maybe we should just put the $5,000
in there. Oh, you have the floor again, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I didn't have the floor.
Councilmember Street, you have the floor.
Perhaps I'm mistaken, but I thought last week when we were shaving money off of the budget, we shaved off $20,000 and left it at 10 plus the 5.
That was the recommendation.
I understand. Ah. Okay. But you accepted that we added that $20,000 into when we were shaving off, so.
Right.
Okay. Do we then just. I'm not sure how we go about doing this.
Okay. Councilmember Martin, you have the floor.
All I'm asking you, or y'all, is to help these people move this city forward. Whatever money y'all decide on, I can't say. But I believe it needs to be more than the $5,000. you make the decision, just please help this committee help move this city forward. That's what I'm asking.
Councilmember Walzik.
I make a motion that Ms. Silvas have an opportunity to speak. I need a second.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Walzik, seconded by Councilmember Street, to allow Ms. Silvas to speak again. City Secretary, please call roll.
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. Ms. Silvas, you have the floor.
I just wanted to, first of all, thank you for the second opportunity. You all are making some very difficult decisions during difficult times, and it's a difficult situation. I would encourage you to make your decision, but my suggestion would be this. If you allocate money for a consulting fee, it would be my encouragement to you, my suggestion, that the ceiling between whatever it is that you decide to do and that allocation, whatever that allocation is, you may consider that just for programmatic purposes as opposed to giving the entire amount to just one consulting firm. Because sometimes what you will find is, and I have been in these shoes, you find that someone comes to you with a proposal and says, this is what I want, and this, you know, it's not about me, it's about you. What is it that you want? And predicting that at this point, I just want to encourage you to consider the possibility, if you allocate $10,000 or $30,000, the reality is you'll get what you pay for, and I'm just trying to encourage you that there's a difference, as Councilman Martin stated, of $20,000 or however much you decide. Where those monies can then be used for programmatic purposes to be able to implement whatever plan it is that at least I would propose to you. That's all.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Councilmember Walzik?
I make a motion to allocate $18,000 to the Economic Development Committee for use in their projects upcoming and for some instruction on how to do those projects.
Do I have a second?
Can I ask a question first?
Would it help, Madam Mayor, if I pulled my motion for now?
Yes.
I'm pulling my motion. Go ahead, Mr.
Councilmember Martin, you have the floor.
Are you going to fire me again?
Yep.
Okay.
Is this on top of the $5,000 that's already allocated to the...
Yes, sir.
Okay. I second.
I have to make the motion again.
All right.
Councilmember Walzik, make your motion.
I make a motion to allocate $17,000. Is that what I said?
You said 18.
I just minus 1,000 because you interrupted me. $18,000 to the Economic Development Committee for their future projects and the project that they currently have going, and if need be, somewhere down the line, if we need more money, we'll find it.
A second.
Hallelujah.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Walzik to allot $18,000 to the economic development budget, and seconded by Councilmember Martin. City Secretary, please call roll.
Mayor,
No, they have five, plus I'm adding a few extra dollars to them. We've already seconded Monique. Let's just vote and put 18,000 plus the five there.
You're talking about 18,000
to the line item, period, not in addition to the five.
I thought I said in addition to the five they currently have. Well, why didn't you correct me? You're the mayor.
That's not my job to correct you.
Oh, my God. I got to do this again. I withdraw my motion.
But hold up. We have already...
Can we amend the motion? You hate me, don't you?
No, then we can do it again.
Okay. City Secretary, please call roll.
I guess we're voting no.
Correct.
Thank you. I'm not fired anymore.
Councilmember Lyman.
No.
Mayor Pro Tem Snyder.
No.
Councilmember Martin.
No.
Councilmember Street.
No.
Mayor Aldridge.
No. The motion has not passed. Mayor Pro Tem Greider.
So I have a question. So we're saying 18,000 plus the 5,000 total will go in that line item. And are we saying that, because for instance, the other company was $30,000.
Don't care.
And she said if we need to find it elsewhere, we would. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Okay, that's why I'm going to make sure, because $30,000 doesn't equal up to $23,000. You know what I mean? That's what I'm just saying. So I want to make sure that in case if we do decide to go the other route, that are we going to go the other route and find that money for the company?
May I say something?
Councilmember Walczyk, you have the floor.
That particular company, it is $10,000 within the first 30 days. It is $10,000 within another $10,000 in 90 days, and the other $10,000 is in 180 days. Okay, that's what their proposal said. I know sometimes it's hard to recall proposals, but I have that one particularly memorized. So in 180 days, that particular contract must be completely paid for. Now, it depends on what we're going to do, and my proposal is that we give them their $5,000 that they currently have in their budget, plus an additional $18,000, okay? Now, that particular proposal cannot be canceled. It can be extended, but it can't be canceled. But if we go home and we read our proposals, when the economic committee, have a hard time saying that, comes to us, we will be better adept to look and understand all programs that have been presented to us. Okay. In the meantime, I'm just giving them. They have $5,000. I'm giving an additional $18,000 to start.
Mayor Pro Tem Greider,
okay, so
you have the floor.
I'm just asking a yes or no. If we have I understand the $23,000 total. Again, I understand about the proposal. If we go with the other company, if we decide to go with the other company, I just want to make sure up here that nobody's going to be like, oh, well, it's only $23,000 in there. Forget the other company. Let's do it next year. That's what I'm worried about, because the council and in past history in Kirby, we wait and wait and wait for things. So I just want to make sure that this is not going to be like, oh, you know what, let's just do it 2 years from now. My concern is.
Councilmember Martin.
Morning. Can we have a workshop with these two individuals about their proposals to the EDC?
When the EDC picks one,
we've already had them.
But right
so
now,
bring them both in. Let's get their proposals.
We need to
this line item for our budget. That's our main focus right now.
Okay, let me ask you this. You already gave them $18,000. What's another $7,000? Let's go to 30.
There's the question.
If we don't use it, we don't use it.
Councilmember Walczyk, you have the floor. You look like you need to say something.
I really do. This is committee has already stated they're too busy because they're businessmen to do anything. I do not want to invest. Part of that $23,000 is the $5,000 they currently have. Yet, we have seen no progress from this committee. Now, I think they need a little push, and if they still don't want to do their particular job, maybe they're on the wrong committee. And I think that we are giving them valued training no matter which way we go, but they have to want to learn along with this city council. Needs to learn about economic development. Nobody has a really good idea of it, obviously. So I am only proposing $18,000 plus the additional $5,000 they currently have in their budget. I'm not going to overspend. We had to shave off, you were not here, $280,000. On the 1st of September. She made us, and we did it. And now you're wanting to throw it all back in there. I'm not willing to do that.
Mayor,
I'm not going to do it.
Mayor Pro Tem Grider, you have the floor.
Okay, so my question is then, so let me backtrack. For the Economic Development Committee, so you were Economic Development, right? It's your career. From my understanding, okay,
I had a large career in economic development.
Okay, right. Okay, so you were here from some time in Kirby. The Economic Development Committee was here. They could have used assistance. Okay, we have Councilmember Street was on the Economic Development Committee. Nothing got done then. So my thing is, we can keep saying what they're not doing, and we actually had somebody who was on the Economic Development Committee who actually knew what they were doing. Now, they left for reasons, but they left. So my thing is, but let's don't keep making it like that, the Economic Development Committee, that these people are worthless, they're not worth their time, they're not trying to learn, they're not eager to learn or anything like that. Ms. Silva is not going to, she may work with them, but what we're doing, these companies, they're doing the work. I expect her, if we give her that bid, she's going to do the work. She's making phone calls, not them. She has the 8-to-5 where she can do that. That's what she's going to be doing.
Councilmember Walczyk, you have the floor.
I do have the floor. Number one, I was in the hospital for 8 years, okay? Number two, I had family to care for, and then they died for years. No, I wasn't on your little committee. But I have seen no progress since the last 2 or 3 years. Like I said, we haven't even moved forward. We have not even moved forward with taking it from a committee to a board. This is the chamber. This is the council's fault. This is not the committee's fault. Okay? Part of the proposal is for everybody to learn, to everybody. Everybody gets trained and properly, including this council. Now, you want to argue with me why I wasn't on that committee? I'm sorry. I was a little busy.
Councilmember.
However, I'm going to slow it down before you fire me again.
Thank you.
All right. You cannot frivolously throw money around when we set in a budget on the 1st when you were not here.
I was not here. You are very correct.
And the mayor made us shave off $280,000.
But you want to give him $18,000. Okay.
Yes, I do.
Doesn't make sense. I just don't see us doing that tonight. I mean, I don't, look, I can stay here at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm fine with that. But I'm just saying this is a workshop type of deal. This is not an agenda item type of deal.
Councilmember Walczyk.
I think number 30.06, parliamentary procedures that Susan is proposing are just a couple of terminology and changes in what we have and a subsection to clarify the duties and to clarify our rules of procedure and our quorums and what the mayor pro tem and the mayor are supposed to do. And she wrote down simplified Robert's Rules order for just certain things. She's only tweaking what we already have, and that's not much tweaking. So I think that's, Susan, is that what you were trying to attain?
Actually, I didn't tweak anything. I pulled the simplified Robert's Rules of Order because it just explains it better in case we don't all understand what the process is.
Well, I understand what the process is.
Okay.
I just don't see what we're doing is so wrong.
Well, when a motion is made and seconded, you have to repeat the motion the way it was said originally.
You usually do that.
No, you leave a lot of stuff out. Sometimes you leave the end of it off. There was a date on the one we made last week or whatever that didn't have the date on it when the motion was, when you repeated it. And
I'm the mayor. I'm going to do it the way I want to. Plain and simple.
But that's not the motion that was made.
Well, I'm just telling you, if I'm the mayor, I'm going to do it the way I want to.
But you can't change the motion once it's made. I'm just trying to point out that there are little things that are not getting done properly. It's not necessarily the big things, but the little things count. And I have to go back through the minutes to make sure that when the it's written in the minutes how the motion was made, that it was made properly, that it was accepted properly, and that the vote was counted properly. And, you know, that's...
Well, I feel that if the motion is on the agenda and we accept it, and if I miss a word here or there, it's written in the agenda, and our city secretary is going to...
It's not always. Sometimes we change it. Like, we changed several of them tonight.
Okay. Councilmember Walczyk, you have the floor.
I agree. It's just the little things. I personally think that way too. I think sometimes we don't say a motion properly, and you do correct us, and I for one appreciate that. But like point of order or something like that, terminology, I think that it just needs to be followed a bit better, but not to go on for hours and hours about this.
No, thank you. We don't need to go on.
Councilmember Garza, you have the floor.
I think on this realm, I mean, the issue is exactly what you're saying, where you're saying I'm the mayor, I'm going to do whatever I want to. I think what we're trying to do is clarify those types of things, because when you do that word, it actually does make a difference in the motion. And let me give you an example. When we were talking about the city attorney, he literally left out the time period of which, you know, he had to be replaced. By doing that, it basically made an end. However, once it's done, the time period that was going to happen, but you left it out of the motion, it was left out of the minutes, therefore it wasn't part of the whole thing. So I just believe that we're going to be distinct about these types of things, and we need to follow some type of order in order to ensure that things are being properly told.
Well, Councilmember Garza, let me be the first to tell you and everybody on this council and everybody in this room and every citizen watching this, I am not perfect and neither are any of you. That's all I have to say.
Madam Mayor, no one was saying that.
Well, you know what?
We just have to be distinct and we have to be...
Well, Councilmember Street, if you want to follow parliamentary procedures, would you like to permission to speak?
Yes, I would.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
when there's discussion going on up here, according to Robert's rules, the mayor does not make comments. The mayor is running the meeting, not commenting on things. That's another thing in Robert's rules, which is not in here.
But again, I will reiterate this.
And I'm still
Nobody
talking.
Nobody in this room is perfect.
I'm still talking. And you always take it away from me. You jump in there just because I take a breath, and then I lose the floor before I'm necessarily finished.
Councilmember Garza, you have the floor.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, really does cause an issue, because when we do try to speak and then we're trying to get a point across, once the interruption happens, it does take away the floor. And then when you try to speak again, immediately she jumps upon your butt about the whole idea of, well, I didn't give you the floor. And it's like, well, you took the floor from me by interrupting me, and that causes a major issue. I think those are the types of things that we need to clarify in order to make sure that everybody's getting a good opportunity to speak. Thank you.
To everybody here, when you take a long pause, I assume that you are done. Mayor Pro Tem Greider, you have the floor.
So I'm going to say again that I think that this should be a workshop. I don't think we're going to, can it be a workshop? I'm saying if we're really going to do this, we're going to be front to cover, do this. Cause even like we say, the little things, it adds up. The little things can add up. That can go a long time talking about the little things. And we can do a workshop, and I'm not saying that, for instance, we might need to do it, in one setting. Maybe we need to do it multiple, first 20 pages or, something like that. And we can go through it, and then everybody can have their say. But I really don't think that this should be here at a council meeting. I think this really should be, a training workshop type of thing.
But then we need to change the ordinance.
No, if you want to follow just these 17, we need to do some training on how to follow these 17. If you want to decide to follow the whole book, then we need to do training on the whole book, and that will change the ordinance. Because I've mentioned this before, you don't make a motion, you move. At every meeting, we do that. And I'm saying, so everybody could use some training or some brushing up. My only concern, like I mentioned before, if we do this, we're going to put on a timer. We're going to be, really, there's a certain amount of times for debate and decorum. What happened earlier today, people would have been removed. There's all kinds of Robert's rules. It's no joke. I'm in two big organizations. There are 300 people in one and 55 people in another. We have certified parliamentarians at one of our meetings. We can do that. But I don't know that that really would, how strictly you all want to conduct the meeting.
Councilmember Walzik, you have the floor.
I just wanted to ask you, what ordinance did you just state?
2022-911.
And when was that done?
It was revised in April.
May I get a copy of that, please? I do not.
It's in your ordinance.
It did not come in my. I will look, but I don't believe it's in there, because a lot of the ordinances that have passed since 2021. Are not in my ordinance book, so.
It's also online.
No, it's not. I got this online.
No, ma'am, it's not. It just says that it's been omitted or that it's been updated, but it doesn't actually give you that.
Okay.
So that's why I was asking for the number of what it is, and if there are any other ones since 2021, I would like those updates to update my code compliance book, my ordinance book. I think that's important for me to have. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Street, you have the floor.
I move that we set a date for a workshop to sort this out, and then we can leave it.
Did you make a motion?
I did.
Do I have a second?
Oh, I'll second it, just so we can learn something.
Okay, we have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street, seconded by Councilmember Walczyk, to set a date for a workshop for following the Robert's rules for our city council meetings. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Walczyk?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
No.
Mayor Aldridge?
No. The motion carries. We will set a date for a workshop to go over Robert's rules for our city council meetings. Moving on to H.
We're going to set a date?
Well,
in the future.
Nobody set a date in their motion.
I move that we set a date. Didn't I? No?
You moved that we set a date, but nobody made a date.
Okay, never mind.
Okay,
let's go.
H, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2022-915, an ordinance of the City of Kirby, Texas, repealing existing Chapter 91 of the Code of Ordinances and adopting a new Chapter 91 entitled Animals to set out provisions as to animals, including an animal shelter, animal control officers, microchipping, animal bites and animal care, spaying and neutering, rabies control, adoption of animals, fees, enforcement and related matters, and setting a fine not to exceed the amount setting in Section 10.99 of the Code of Ordinances for each violation. This is the second reading. I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we accept. This is a long one. We accept ordinance number 02022915, an ordinance of the City of Kirby, Texas, repealing existing Chapter 91 of the Code of Ordinances and adopting a new Chapter 91 entitled Animals to set out provisions as to animals, including an animal shelter, animal control officers, microchipping, animal bites, and animal care, spaying and neutering, rabies control, adoption of animals, fees, enforcement and related matters, and setting a fine not to exceed the amount set out in Section 10.99 of the Code of Ordinances for each violation.
A second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Walczyk and seconded by Councilmember Martin to accept the ordinance number O-2022-915. An ordinance of the City of Kirby, Texas, repealing Chapter 91 of the Code of Ordinances and adopting a new Chapter 91 entitled Animals to set up provisions as to animals, including an animal shelter, animal control officers, microchipping, animal bites and animal care, spaying and neutering, rabies control, adoption of animals, fees, enforcement and related matters, and setting a fine not to exceed the amount set in this section 10.99 of the Code of Ordinance for each violation. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Walczyk?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge.
Yes. Ordinance number O-2022-915 has been, and with the repealing the existing Chapter 91 of the Code of Ordinances has passed. Moving on to I, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2022-916, authorizing the use of parks and recreation of areas owned and controlled by the City of Kirby, regulating possessions
and consumption of alcohol beverages in such parks, stating the policy and regulation governing the use of such parks, establishing a curfew for parks usage. This is the second reading. I will entertain a motion. Councilmember Street.
I move that we accept ordinance number 0-2022-916, authorizing the use of parks and recreation areas owned and controlled by the City of Kirby, regulating possession and consumption of alcoholic beverages in such parks, stating the policies and regulations governing the use of such a park, establishing a curfew for park usage.
We have a motion. We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Street, seconded by Councilmember Garza, to accept the ordinance number 0-2022-916, authorizing the use of parks and recreation areas owned and controlled by the City of Kirby, regulating possession and consumption of alcohol beverages in such parks, stating the policies and regulations governing the use of such parks, establishing a curfew for usage. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Ordinance number 0-2022-916 has passed. Moving on to J, discussion and possible action to appoint a member to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a term that expires August 2024. Okay, no applications. Moving on. 9A, announcements and city events on items of community interest by our city manager.
So, curbside mold brush pickup is ongoing. Just a reminder, it is residential only. Republican Services was actually ahead of schedule. They finished all of Sector 1 early. We are having National Night Out on Tuesday, October 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. in Friendship Park. We had some confirmations already. What we decided to do this year is invite just our local boards, commissions, committees, businesses, and other organizations in Kirby. So they are needing to confirm their participation by Saturday, October 29th from 12 to 2 p.m. and it is going to be right outside of the animal shelter in the Duffing Circle area. We had this a few years ago where groups will be invited to decorate their vehicles, open their trunk, and give out candy to the kids. We're trying to have some activities like face painting and a costume contest for adults and children and a costume contest for pets.
Thank you. Moving on to 10A, requests and announcements. Request by Mayor and Council for items to be placed on future agenda items, future City Council agendas, and announcements on city and community interests. Councilmember Street.
The Senior Center is accepting donations of candy for their Halloween event. And I just want to thank all the city employees for doing a good job, and thank you.
Councilmember Garza.
Okay, I just want to say that I kind of have a distaste for not being given information as much as Councilman Mark was for allowing him to be part of the grading process. I truly believe that that's something that we should have been able to vote on or to at least be able to be part of if we wanted to. I don't believe the State Council had a good amount of time to make a good decision as we received this information this afternoon. I would ask that in the future that things don't be given to us right before the meeting, especially when we are voting on a $1 million project. It's really doesn't help us make good decisions, and I think that we need all the time that we can get in order to, you know, to provide the most fiscal responsible decision we can. I know that in the past we haven't done it like this, but I would recommend that we give all council ample time for these things on the agendas and not read before. Also, I want to thank everyone for being here, everybody showed up, and everybody who does work in the city. Thank you for coming out to the city hall and the fire department. Thank you to everybody. That's all.
Mayor Pro Tem Greider.
So the Beautification and Recycle Committee will have a street cleanup October 8th. It'll start at 8. It will be 8 to 10 a.m. Any youth needing community service hours can come out and volunteer to get your hours. The cleanup will start at the Kirby VFW and will go down Ackerman Road. We'll probably stop around the police department at that area. Again, October 8th, 8 to 10, the Beautification and Recycle Committee street cleanup. Also, the Beautification and Recycle Committee, along with the VFW, will have a rummage sale Saturday, October 15th, 8 to 3 p.m., $25 per stall. The flyer actually will go out sometime next week, so you'll have the information on the flyer. You'll be able to contact the chairperson, Ms. Maria, to sign up for the prepay and pick for your stall. And the proceeds will be split 50-50 between the VFW and the Beautification and Recycle Committee. Okay. The Kirby Youth Outreach Event, San Antonio Youth Rugby will have a free clinic. They'll be held at Friendship Park. All ages welcome, girls and boys, September 24th, October 15th, and November 19th. The time, I believe, is 9 to 11 a.m. Also, we have Kirby Fitness, free Zumba classes by instructor Celeste Washington from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., September 15th and 20th, October 6th and 20th, November 3rd and 17th, December 1st and 15th. Come out to Friendship Park Pavilion, and you can participate in the free Zumba class, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Okay. Also, I was going to do a city meet and greet and have our city manager there on the September 14th, but since we're meeting on the 15th, I'm going to cancel that 14th meeting, and we'll just have the one in October. So stay tuned. We have that date already set, but I don't have it on my notes here. Okay, so I wrote something out because I had to get my thoughts together. Because I've been asked a lot of questions recently. I was even out of state, and I felt like I didn't know what was going on in Texas because my phone was blowing up. I had messages. A whole bunch of stuff was just going on, you know? So, all right. I remember when Crime Committee had Kirby Police Department yard signs made, and the flack and backlash they received on where the money came from and the wording on who donated the money at the bottom of the yard signs and that fine small print. I remember the outrage and the wording, misuse of funds, follow rules, what line item did it come out of. I remember a million and one questions from some of that are sitting on this council right now. I remember when city checks that was already processed was stolen from City Hall. I remember the outrage and the campaign and the demanding for answers and the outspoken demand and riling up the supporters and citizens, the demand that the city staff be held accountable. From that, some are sitting on this council right now. I could share numerous examples of events where we're inciting outrage, justified or not, from council members sitting up here right now. A matter of fact, I remember when Mayor Pro Tem Mike Grant asked about seeing the Kirby Senior Center budget over and over and the pushback he was given. I remember certain council members and residents, who some were also board members, made it as the Senior Center was self-sufficient and had a budget and everything was all good. Now let's talk about current time frame. So I find it interesting and concerning in hearing allegations about the Kirby Senior Center. As much as certain members on this council and as residents out there in depth research, especially every line item and money movement, even questioning supply line items on city budget down to the toilet paper, even down to the toilet paper that certain members sitting on this council talk about following rules and laws, let's make sure we do what is right, and let's make sure we do what is right and investigate every detail, big or small, also requesting multiple documents on staff, including job descriptions and payroll. I recall there was an agenda item long, long time ago, a while back, that I brought up that no council member should be on any boards, committees, or commissions, and should only hold the position of council liaisons, and no financial director, no treasurer, no account holder. Now, I thought that was agreed upon by the council. So why did I find out now that Councilmember Street was still the treasurer up until this past week? She resigned just this past week. My mouth literally opened when I heard that information. When I brought up why council shouldn't be on the boards, committee, and commissions, and especially not dealing with finances, financial director, treasurer, none of it, is it could be turned into a conflict of interest, and something happens, the city would be pulled into it. They could be pulled into it. And I remember making that statement at a council meeting. As much as I hear consistently about transparency and everyone needs to be held accountable and investigating where the money is going, we need answers to questions. So with all that said, I find it strange that nobody knew or reviewed the accounts of the senior of the Kirby senior budget. Nobody? The council members that is very close with the senior center and the board members, the senior center staff. So nobody? The council member who was a treasurer up until resignation this week. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. The whole I didn't know, but also what I noticed also that made it really concerning is the silence on this issue. It was just complete silence. All I heard was crickets. Where's the demand and the outrage? The allegations of seniors stating how they were mistreated and had to pay for stuff they shouldn't have paid for. So we have alleged mistreatment, alleged mismanagement, alleged misuse of funding, alleged theft, and council members that are tied to the center, board members, except I guess one or two, I'm not really sure the full fact of the details that brought this to light. So none of the Kirby Senior Center staff knew nothing, heard nothing, just turned a blind eye. I mean, come on. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. So what I would like to discuss for future as agenda, I would like to, and I actually asked Monique to review the contract for violations to see if there's anything in the lease agreement violate anything in there for what's happened right now. I did ask her about that. And for the future, yes, I do agree with our resident Roger Romans. We do need to have this on the next agenda about the senior center. Even though we may not provide them with money from our city budget, and we just provide them that building and that property, but we can't turn a blind eye. This situation of mismanagement that affects our residents, we cannot turn a blind eye to it. And so also we need to discuss impossible action on removing Councilmember Street as a senior center board liaison. And again, I went on the agenda item about we need to switch around the liaison for the senior center board. I want that on the agenda. And also I want us to discuss the senior center also. And this is just not me talking. This is residents. Mm-hmm. They are actually wondering, like, well, I mean, it's been crickets. And so I'm just saying that out of everything that happens every day or every other month in this city of some type of negative or something going on, there's always this outrage and let's find out. Let's get to the nitty gritty. But all of a sudden there's crickets. So we do need to, we need to make some type of statement. We have to. That's all I have, Mayor.
Councilmember Walczyk.
Oh, it's my turn. Great. Okay. First of all, I did speak to Monique. We went to the Northeast luncheon today. There is new grant money, especially for those who had grants and found that the prices had increased tremendously, that there are grants to offset those new expensive costs. So I would like someone to go to this grant meeting. It is highly important that we get a portion of that money to offset the cost of these streets. It was specifically brought up, and it must be done. My second thing, funny, I had already written down, as I, not a cricket, went to the senior center meeting last night to make sure I knew what was going on. Because, yes, there's crickets. There's an investigation going on. We cannot talk about that. But I could go investigate what they were doing and what was on their agenda. And my first line item was, when it came to my turn to speak, ask for updates in council meeting, at the next council meeting, so all citizens know the center's updates. And Ms. Romans asked for it, so I was also going to ask you to put that on the agenda. Number three, I know Kim is trying to save money, Mayor Kim. I know we need help in this office. ACCD has an intern program that will cost us not a dime. They will pay the interns for whatever we need.
We're already doing that.
So who is working in our office?
We haven't had any help in our office.
That's fine. It's time to start pushing for this city office. I'm sure somebody wants to go into city management. I'm sure somebody wants to be a secretary. I don't see a problem with that. I do have an appointment with Northeast Lakeview in regards to some volunteers. I will get to that in a few minutes. Susan and I went, Frank happened to come in. We did get an up close and personal of our zipper machine. I'm proud we finally have it, and I can't wait till we start doing some work with it. Also, in speaking to several other cities, I found that monthly statements such as bank statements and ledgers were open to the public and to the councils, and I would like one at least quarterly so we know who's getting a check to where and what and when and how. I wish you would take that into consideration. I do agree with Chris. We should not be receiving things the day. I even asked permission to come in early to read those papers. If you're going to give us papers on the last day, at least give us an opportunity to come in so we don't look like complete fools up here reading papers and trying to conduct a meeting, if that's what you're going to do. I know it was hectic this week. We really need help in this office. I mean, things such as little as hanging a picture couldn't be done for 2.5 months. Now my mother's gone blind and she can't see it. So there you go. Get somebody in this office. I would like to put on the next agenda also to set a date, preferably in September, on Susan's workshop. October. We have a lot of things on the agenda. We have a lot of things to do out in the community. September would be a good time. November would be a good time. Take your pick. Pick one. Let's get one made. As for your meet and greet with just the mayor pro tem and just the city manager, I feel like the rest of this council, especially the new members that have a lot to say, are being pushed out. And why it's just those two, when people want to talk to other members in an open forum where they can ask any question they want. And why we are limiting it to just you two is beyond me. I would like to see that change. You've already spoke. I did ask for you for my budget book. I appreciate your getting me that. I want to introduce a new program that Councilman Martin and I have developed with the county to pay senior citizens' homes. We are going to start with disabled senior citizens, 60 and up, and then we will move on and we will go to seniors 65 and up. They need help. They cannot paint their homes. It is only painting. I don't know about facade fixing. Maybe we could do it in conjunction with another program the county has. But for now, it's just painting the homes of our senior citizens. Mike and I will have an application ready for your review and your review by next week. And then we are going to put so many out because we have to go check the houses and see and check all of the information. And so we'll start out with 25 applications. They can come pick them up here. They can show proof, their ID and proof. We have a way of finding out if they own their home. That would be great. And the last thing I have to say was, gee, for somebody not being prepared, I wonder how long you practiced that speech. So thank you for practicing.
Councilmember Martin.
As always, I want to thank everybody, city staff, police department, fire department, public works, everyone. Monique, you know, last meeting I asked about the bridges. Did you... There is a problem there, though, right? Okay. And I would like to answer Ms. Grider's question. When I was on the Senior Center Board, there was questions. I directed them to the executive director. She didn't want to tell me nothing. She said directed to the board president, which I did. And then the next thing I know, I'm off the board. So it was getting looked into. There was stuff going on. I know it was, and I was questioning it, and that's why y'all got me off the board. There's your answer to that. Did you not get me off the board?
Hold on. You are
allegedly feeling fine.
Mayor Pro Tem? Continue.
Exactly. That's when it all come about. I don't know if you did or she come to you or whoever, but that's when I was asked to get off the board because I was questioning a lot of certain things. And I got investigated. I told him that.
Okay, is there anything else?
That's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I don't have anything, but I do want to bring everybody's attention that September is Suicide Awareness Month. And if you are having tendencies of life-ending events, if you're needing help, Please speak up, reach out to somebody. There is always somebody that you can reach out to talk to. You can reach out to a police officer, a fireman, anyone. You can even call me. And I'm sure any one of these council members.
Hello?
Smart aleck. And I'm sure each one of these council members will be willing to speak to anybody that is reaching out for help. Again, thank you to all of our city departments. And it is now 10:19, meeting adjourned.